This is HeartWise, a program offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life happier, healthier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. In today's show, we're going to be talking about your rhythm. You've got rhythm. In the studio is Dr. James Markham. I'm Tim Kochis. Now here's your HeartWise host, Charles Mills.
Thank you, Tim. You know, God doesn't waste anything. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
All that he made during creation week has a purpose, even what happened on the fourth day. Let me read what happened from my New International Version of the Bible. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day." That's Genesis 1, 14 through 19. Dr. Markham, let me ask you what may seem like a strange question. Does day and night have any bearing at all on health?
Absolutely. And one of the things I want our listeners to focus in on and think about as they think about their health is think about how we were originally designed to operate. And that's why I like to talk about creation and the original plan when everything was perfect, when everything was right. And also think about what this world has become over time. And if you think about it, we were designed to sleep at night and be up and around during the day. We were designed to be outside and not inside. We were designed relatively much different than we are today. And as we sort of strayed from that original design, guess what? Chemistry has been damaged. Now, the obvious ones that everyone knows about, I definitely want to focus on. You know, we need sunlight to form important reactions with vitamin D, which is a hormone which is needed for all sorts of things in our body, including the production of serotonin to help, to help us with our bone health. And also, yes, we know that people that don't get that, especially the higher north you get, you have higher incidences of all sorts of disease, depression, suicide, diabetes, osteoporosis, cancer. So we know for sure that sunlight is important for the chemical reactions of our body. No doubt about that. But also, it's important to many reactions that we don't see. Many reactions that going on the prefrontal cortex of our brain and is dependent on night, sunlight, not night. Mm-hmm. And as we've gotten into darkness and things change, our chemistry of darkness and depression changes. Everything is much different. Everyone knows that on a sunlit, beautiful day, when you go outside, you feel great.
Okay? Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Away. So there's chemical reactions that are going on other than the vitamin D. That's just part of the whole story. But there's things that are going on in our brain that helps us to be healthy, that makes us happier, that makes our endorphins go up, that turns down our stress chemistry. So sunlight and being outside is so much more than just the vitamin D issues, which is definitely very important. And as we go on, I also want to talk about, what's the danger of breaking this day-night cycle?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, as I listen to you talk, we really have got ourselves messed up because we spend our time indoors instead of outdoors. We get in our car. We sit and drive instead of walk. We take the elevator instead of walk up the stairs. We sit at a desk staring at something that didn't even exist when creation was put on this earth, and that's a computer screen, which is only, 2.5-3 feet away from us. Everything it seems that we do is counter to what God designed us to do.
Yes, and if it doesn't get any worse, you've heard the modern media jump on this sunscreen, so we don't even let the sun that can possibly hit us. And yet our ancestors, for years and years and years, they never had sunscreen. They never had some of the problems we have, not only the health problems, but they didn't experience all these skin cancers and all this other stuff that we now have. And we have a whole industry that keeps us away from sunlight. We have whole industry that keeps us up all night. We have industries that keep us indoors all the time, saying that we have to cover every ounce of skin constantly.
Well, wouldn't you say our lifestyle has changed so much?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah,
you had the farmer who got up in the morning. He was up before the sun got up.
Yeah.
He was in the field all day long. He came home when the sun went down, hot and sweaty, got cleaned up and had dinner with his wife.
He was in the sun all day. And I don't believe they had skin cancer issues, although they were eating healthier foods.
Right.
And he was inside all at night. He was sleeping. He was actually laying his head on a pillow and going to sleep. What do? We turn all the lights on in the house.
Exactly.
We turn the television on. We try to extend ourselves late into the night. And here we are just messing up our serotonin melatonin combination like crazy here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What does that do to our heart, doctor? You're a cardiologist, Dr. Markham. What's our heart doing with all this?
Let's talk about the good things that the sun does, okay? We've talked about the sun and raises the serotonin levels. When that happens, you get all these endorphins and dopamines, all goes up. These are all good for us. When that happens, we start feeling good. Our adrenaline levels go down. Our blood pressure goes down. Our heart rate goes down. Our immune system improves. Our sense of well-being increases. We feel more likely to exercise. Our thinking gets a lot better. And all of this comes because we're just basically, you know, doing the biblical things that we were designed to do. We call this biblical technology because we're taking a prescription for something that was given to us long time ago that now seems to be taken away from us. And, you know, there's 19 million people now suffering from depression. It goes higher every year. And guess what our solution is? Well, we know that just being outside gets a lot of people feeling better. Exercise makes a lot of people feeling better. But guess what? Oh, we don't focus on those things. We want to focus on the chemicals that we can take that have side effects. We're going to put all these – now, there's some people that need antidepressants. Don't get me wrong. But I would only start a person on an antidepressant after they failed other ways to make their chemistry improve that might help them fight depression more in a natural manner.
Mm. Yeah. My goodness, that is so true. And this whole daylight nighttime thing, once we have got ourselves into a rhythm, what do we do twice a year? We change the rhythm.
Yeah, we switch.
What happens with that?
Daylight savings time and all that. And we already know that this daylight savings time is not something that we're so happy about. And
it's not normal to our
New England Journal came out in 2008, said that there were more heart attacks after daylight saving time was implemented. You know, the brain gets messed up. It puts more stress on our body's chemical, electrical, hormonal, all this changes. So when we change it back to forth, we damage ourselves. But look what we're doing every night. I mean, most Americans now, guess what they do with that? They don't go to bed and keep it quiet at night. You know, when it's dark, they don't rest. They stimulate their brain with all sorts of modern media and technology and radio and this and that. And then they're so tired the next day that they can barely function. They don't think about this day-night light cycle.
Right.
They wonder why they can't sleep at nights. So that they take a bunch of chemicals and tranquilizers. Look at the sleep aids. The sleep aids are a $1 billion industry now. They prove that you don't sleep better. They just knock you out. So you knock you out, you don't sleep better. So you still get tired the next morning, even though you've been knocked out the night before. So guess what you do the next morning? You don't get outside and take some deep breaths and get out in the sunshine. No, give me a big mocha Joe, you know?
Give me a stimulant.
Yeah, get me all charged up. So you go for 4 or 5 hours, you start feeling down. So you say, well, give me a sugar high. So you get some sugars to stimulate you. Then it runs out. Then you say, well, let me take some more of this Mocha Joe. And then you sort of run on that. And, you know, you look at some of the coffee houses out here and their stocks booming. People get addicted to these substances because their brains, all these neural pathways start to change. The receptors, our brains changes, all because we're getting away from the original pathway.
Now, question.
Yes.
You get yourself all charged up. You crash. You can't sleep.
That's right.
There
That's
you
right.
go.
Right.
And most people say, I couldn't sleep.
You think
sleep.
You should. You want to sleep.
Think.
You're tired. You're
That's
sleep,
right.
But you can't sleep.
You can't sleep because you can't shut it off.
Yes.
It's still in the system. How long does it take for your body to get rid of that in the system when you pump it full of that stuff?
And it's constantly going on.
That's
And
it takes a while to get it out.
If you think about it, you know, so this day-night cycle is not only treatment for the disease, but it's a way to prevent disease.
Right.
Yes. If you broke your arm, you wouldn't keep going out to the pitcher's mound and trying to fire fastballs over the plate.
No.
You would let it heal. Our bodies were made to work outside during the day, get all those good chemical reactions going, and rest at night to let our bodies to heal. You know, that good, healthy rest where there's not a bunch of chemicals keeping us artificially stimulated, we're allowed to get back to rest. And rest is one of the universal treatments for all diseases. I mean, you know, if you want to get something to heal well, let the body give itself a chance to heal. If your ankle's swollen and you sprained it, don't keep playing basketball. Rest that ankle, get it better. Well, the same processes are going both mentally and physically in our bodies. So after you get that dose of sunlight and get those serotonin levels up high at night, you want to rest and keep these circadian rhythms intact. You don't want to change what God has given us at the beginning as a perfect chemical environment to live in.
Yeah.
You've identified some real issues here for most people in this world, and it's not just Americans, but Europeans, and anywhere where you have an industrial nation or a high-tech nation, you have people just completely out of whack as far as the rhythms are concerned. So how do we get back, Dr. Markham? We have jobs, we have responsibilities, we need to go and do and be and be seen and come home, and how do we get back? What are some of the barriers that are keeping us from getting back into the natural rhythm that God had in mind for us?
Well, first of all, you know, understanding the importance of it, you know, and if we look at the world, no one's stressing, you know, no one's saying, well, have you slept well tonight? No, they're saying, well, if you can't sleep, take a pill.
That's right.
So the marketing goes against it. The other thing is also, you know, no one's saying get out in the sunlight. They're saying, oh, if you're out more than X amount of time, you're gonna die of skin cancer. So part of it's to realize that not everyone is telling you the full truth out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they all have a marketing bias. So the first is to realize and get educated that, yes, sleep is important, rest is important. Now, once you realize this, then you can say, listen, you know, I know it's important. How can I get these two factors of sunlight and rest and this circadian rhythms back in order if I'm out of it? And the first thing I try to tell my people to do, my patients to do, is first you have to get back to the cycle of day-night. So for first, try to get the stimulants out of your body. Try not to eat big at night. Try not to have a lot of stimulants like television and noise going on at night, which keeps your mind revved up so you can't rest well. In the daytime, make time to be outside 15 to 20 minutes a day. Take, if the weather's nice, take your shirt off. You know, there's an entire medical industry now talking about lights. A lot of people are treating people under the lights. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
To improve their moods. Well, you know, I say save yourself some money. Go outside. You know, take some deep breaths. Get outside. Get your skin exposed to sunlight. Mm-hmm. See if you don't feel better. And, you know, some people live, you know, some people can't do that or it's dark all day. Well, if you don't have that option available, make sure your vitamin D levels are good. You know, some people have to take D3 supplements that's dark all time, especially in places like Alaska and Canada where they don't have much sunlight during the day. But try to make the time when it is light to get outside, and I guarantee it will serve as a chemical change for your body. You'll start to feel better, and as you start to get into these simple rest patterns of avoiding stimulants, both chemical and physical stimulants, you'll start to rest better. And then when you're not as tired, things will start working together. The serotonin levels will come up. You'll be less depressed. You'll feel like running. You won't get in this, like I say, this chemical habit that we're in America that we're in that's really killing us off.
Yeah.
Do this pattern of not sleeping, you know, caffeinated drinks keep you up, pills to knock you out at night. And sooner or later, it catches up. Then you have a symptom, whether it be a heart attack, high blood pressure, funny heart rhythms, all can come from being chronically fatigued and having these serotonin levels and some of these chemical environments in the brains altered. That's what we've been talking about.
Boy, this is important because a lot of people wonder, why don't I feel good? I'm eating all the right foods. I go to church. I worship God. I have supper with my family, but I'm still not feeling good. It takes, I hate to say this because some people are not going to like the fact that I'm saying this. You have to do it all the time. You have to do all the good things your body needs all the time. You need to change your lifestyle. That's the only way it's going to work. Tim?
Yeah. Tim's coming back here. He was out there getting some sunshine as we talked.
That's
sunshine
exactly right. That's exactly right. If you'd like to get more information on this, you can go to our website, heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The power of choice. It led a teenager to lose his first job. It led him to a rough life on the sea, and it led him to years of confrontation and controversy. Looking back at his life, he said, "I sinned with a high hand, and I made it my study to tempt and seduce others." After years of dissidence and depravity, he finally saw the light and chose to live for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Overwhelmed by this truth, he penned a testament to God that reflected his own transformation. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. John Newton was a new creation, thanks to God's amazing grace. Make the Bible part of your life with free daily ESV Bible reading sent directly to your computer. Check it out today at BibleForLife.org.
Here's your daily heartbeat with Dr. James Markham.
How do we know what's true in the world of diet and weight loss? You know, sometimes we hear low fat, high fat, low carb, high carb, low protein, high protein. Then recently I read an article that says none of the diet plans out there work long term. Well, I say let's get back to the biblical treatment. Let's get back to what the Bible says. You know, friends, the original diet consisted of fresh fruit, nuts, grains, and water. This was the biblical diet. This made Daniel and his friends much smarter than the others just by getting back to the basics. So one thing I want to urge you in any diet plan, let's get back to the biblical plan. Fresh fruits, grains, nuts, vegetables, water. Make that the cornerstone of your good diet.
Thank you, Dr. Markham. If you'd like more information, go to heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
You've got rhythm.
Oh, my, singing.
You've got, yeah, that's right. And we say we'll never sing on this show, but Charles, there you go.
But you
we've
know, when
got
we're
rhythm.
We're talking about rhythm today, and
that's
Tim has
so
rhythm,
true.
And Dr. Markham has rhythm. And listen, folks, I hope you have rhythm,
sunshine
too, because God
on my
God
shoulder makes me happy.
Oh, my. God wants us to have rhythm. He made day and night for a reason. He made the circadian, what, rhythm for a reason. Dr. Markham, if someone came to you with some real issues in his or her life, are you saying that you might try to let that person heal God's way as opposed to dumping a bunch of drugs down them?
Yeah, that, you know, in fact, just hearing Tim sing raised my endorphins a little bit and made me start feeling a little bit better.
I
had a patient come not too long ago to the office, and she was probably in her early 30s experiencing lots of palpitations. And after examining her, you know, her heart checked out okay, and I felt a few skip beats and looked over her lab work, everything seemed to be in order. And, you know, in our society, unfortunately, we're programmed that we, you know, everyone wants a procedure or pill. They want the quick fix.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
said, you know, let's spend a second, you know, to get it. Talk about your life a little bit. And what I'm thinking all along is I'm thinking about God's original plan. Is she maybe doing some things that might be stressing her body because she got off the track of the original plan? So in talking, and you know, she's 34, had a great job, but in her job, she got up every day and went and had a big big cup of coffee every day to get her going. Yeah. Didn't really have breakfast at lunch. Very stressful job. When she got home, usually it was she texted a lot of people, spent some time on the email, usually stayed up watching TV, usually went to bed because she couldn't sleep well at night. About 11:30 or 12, she had to take a sleeping aid to get her to sleep, and then that process had been going on for quite a few years. And I said to her, I said, you know, this is going to be hard for you to swallow, because you know this is a pill that I want you to swallow instead of another pill. I said, listen, you know, this is sort of a non-traditional approach, but I want you to try it for a month and see if it doesn't keep you off of medication. And I explained. I said, you know, when we sort of violate the way God created us, you know, it creates lots of problems. You know, we look back in the Bible, and we didn't see a lot of people running around saying, listen, I'm having palpitations. You know, we didn't have a lot of people saying, listen, you know, give me some Moke in the morning. We didn't have a lot of people saying, listen, you know, give me a sleeping pill at night, you know.
Yeah.
So we didn't have that, or at least it wasn't recorded. In fact, for most of history, that wasn't recorded.
That's right.
But as things have changed, I went through this, and I said, I know this is taking long, but there's a couple things I really think you should work. One is, you know, the caffeine. I go, I know you can't stop it all at once, but you're drinking a lot during the day. Let's just gradually cut yourself off, replace it with more water. Do that first, you know, and do that for a couple weeks and see if you can get on less and less. During the day at lunchtime, you know, why don't you go outside? You know, she had a place where she could go outside, take a short walk, get out in the sunshine and see, and do this for a while. And then at night, you know, don't want you to eat big at night. And then at night, you know, open the scriptures, no television, keep things quiet as you can, and do this just for 3 or 4 weeks and see how you feel at the end of 1 month. So she comes back at the end of 1 month. I said, well, how are you doing? She said, well, you know, the first couple of days I felt worse than ever. I said, well, what do you mean worse than ever? She said, well, you know, I started having a headache and I just didn't feel good. You know, you see that when people withdraw from certain things, and she had a headache, she didn't feel well. But as she stuck with it, and I sort of warned her that she might have a little bit of a headache, she might sort of feel drowsy the first time. But as she stuck with it, what happened was God gave her, and we put prayer as a part of that formula, God gave her the power to see that what she was doing wasn't the way he had planned it. And by the time she'd made those changes over 1 month, the palpitations had gone away. And not only that, she avoided the medication. She avoided a lot of expensive tests that might have had to be done. But she, it also opened her eyes to have more time to learn about God's plans for her life and about things that would make her healthy. She started, instead of watching TV at night, she had a little more time to read spiritual books. You know, she started plugging into God's power. She started resting better at night, so she had a lot more energy. So she felt really great going outside, boosting the serotonin levels, getting some vitamin D stimulated in her body. And after one short month, she said she felt better. The palpitations were gone. And we didn't put her on a medication like a beta blocker that really wouldn't have addressed the problem, but might have settled down her skips.
My. There is an indication that what God put in place 6,000 years ago still works today. And it makes sense because God created us. He knows what we need. He created a world in which we can live. He created the day and the night and the food and the water and the air. And if we are not living in that world, if we are not taking advantage of those medicines that God had, anything can happen. Anything can happen. That's why guys like you, Dr. Markham, have a real challenge, because a lot of people come to you and say, why am I feeling so bad? And you have to find out how far they have strayed from God's original plan. Is that a hard sell for you, Dr. Markham? How do you approach someone with that information?
You know, you try to wrap the truth in love. And you say, you know, I could put you on a medicine, but it doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't get at the cause. I want to get at the cause and make you, help you feel better than you ever had. But there's the great physician that I want you to point to that has all the answers. You know, there's a place for lifestyle medicine. That's great. There's a place for modern technology when it's needed. That's great. But there's also the great physician who can make everything come together for you. And that's what I really try to get people to look to is the great physician for the answers to their short-term and long-term problems, getting people to see the balance in medicine. And unfortunately today in our health programming, sometimes we see people stress lifestyle medicine, and there's a great place for that. Sometimes we overstress modern technology and supplements and all this kind of stuff. But I want to sort of with HeartWise, let people focus at the big picture, that relationship with God that's going to lead you to a great balance in all areas of your health.
Because God wants you to be well. He wants you to live a long and healthy life, and he wants to have you with him forever. That's relationship building. Mm-hmm. That's the cornerstone of health. Wow. Thank you, Dr. Markham.
You're welcome.
Yes. If you'd like more information on this, you can get a copy of this book. You can call this phone number. 423-790-7421, The Heart of Health, Avoiding Deception. That's where we're pulling all this information from. It's in there. It's good stuff. If you'd like more information, you can also go to our website, heartwiseministries.org. Until next time, my friends, we ask God's blessing on you. Until next time.